I'm joined by Steve Poling. He is the director of The Radiant, which is opening this Friday night at the Blair's Workshop Theater, 1431 Grove Street in Burlington. Steve has been a longtime member of the Blair's Workshop. In fact, Steve, how many years, when did you first start? What was your first play?
I believe it was 1991, so I'm closing in on 30 years.
Okay, all right. How many plays have you directed now? Do you know?
I've lost count.
Lost count, Steve. Okay. Regardless, The Radiant, this is a docudrama. It's a true story of Marie Curie, or at least as close to the true story, with some obviously poetic license and literary disbelief in there. That's also, but regardless, a docudrama. Where did the docudrama come from?
It was written by a gal who had done an interview with her daughter, actually, a lot of the information she got came from her.
So would you say this is much of the background, much of the emotions, much of the things going on, is it a factual truth?
Yes. The information that's in the play is factual.
Okay.
Did they say exactly those words point in time?
Nobody knows. But the general knowledge of the information, yes.
Is factual, yes.
And again, you've got Cary Unger as the lead role of Marie Curie.
Right.
And you said she's doing extraordinary.
She's doing an extraordinary job. The entire cast is. We've got Wade O'Neill doing the part of Paul Langevin, who was Pierre Curie's lab assistant and who had an affair with Marie. Then we've got a young lady by the name of Zianne McChesney, who is new to our stage, and she's playing Marie's niece. And then to round out the cast, we've got three longtime workshop members. Kent Lewis is playing the part of Oscar Wilbois. James Beard is doing the part of Lord Calvin. And then Herb Price, who, although he's been on stage, has never had a speaking role.
As his first speaking role.
Is doing the part of the paymaster at the Sorbonne.
Okay, so, but the real story, the real nuts and bolts of this story is really the interaction between Marie and her lover.
And Paul, yes.
And so, and also, we talk about emotions and the tempestuous is used, driven is used, a lot of things, obsessive is used.
And Marie was all of those
she
things.
Was well and it was discovering an element that let's put it this way, there were a lot of people that worked with radium and before they knew exactly what the health consequences of radium were,
to show exactly how dangerous it was at the time. After her death, she was buried in the family plot. Later, they decided to give her a burial site at the Sorbonne, and they found out that her remains were so heavily irradiated that they actually had a lead-lined coffin made.
Wow.
A lot of her research manuals are still sealed for that very same reason.
A lot of wristwatches came out with radium on their dials, didn't they?
Yes.
You never know. Yes, I guess. We discovered things about X-rays too. We didn't realize that X-rays were, you know, that they had, there was a deleterious effect as well.
Well, and in an interesting twist with Marie, during World War One, Marie and her daughter actually went to the front lines and set up a portable X-ray unit for the doctors. So.
So, if you only would have known then what you know now, but exactly. The fact is it makes a great show. What's the running time on the show?
It's about 2 to 2 hours and 10 minutes.
You've got and Maria has to do some experiments on stage. I understand you've got some special effects you have to be able to come forth with. Is that right?
That's right.
the show opens on Friday night, 7:30, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday afternoon matinee at 2. The box office is opening again 90 minutes for ahead of the evening performances, 2 hours ahead of the Sunday performance. Can you buy your tickets? I know there's some question. Season ticket holders get first shot at buying or getting the seats.
Right.
But you can go online to playersworkshoptheater.com and buy your tickets online. Is that right?
That is correct. Starting tomorrow, as a matter of fact, you can go online and buy tickets.
There are 7 shows coming up because it's going to be on again on Thursday the 27th through Sunday, March 1st. And again, sense of satisfaction in doing a show, what's your overall feeling of this one?
I have been thoroughly awed at the information that I found out about Curie during the course of doing some research for the play. It's amazing. Not only was she the first 2-time winner of a Nobel Prize, her family won a total of 5 Nobel Prizes.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. That's an incredible story in itself, but also the fact now you've got set designed by?
The set was designed by Kent Lewis. The lighting design, and the lighting is no easy task for this play. Was done by Randy Wishmeyer.
Who is if it's not the set, he's involved some way, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And again, who's your stage manager?
The stage manager is Linda Garwood.
Imagine that.
I couldn't ask for a better person there. Patrick Fee is my assistant director.
Okay.
And then my wife is, Robin is our producer.
All right. Well, you've got an opening night pre-show coming up on Friday night, right?
Yes, we do.
And a post-show reception.
We have music beforehand, and then we have a little get-together after the play.
So. No radium treats.
No radium treats.
All right. The Radiant, it's on stage this weekend, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday, 2 p.m. Adults, $15. Students, $10. You can buy those tickets at the box office. Buy them online, playersworkshoptheater.com. And if you've got season tickets, you can call in every night during the rest of the run of the show, 753-6623. And to Steve Poling, I would say break a leg and may, or actually, I'm just going to say good luck.
Okay, thank you.